They had learned this from Georges Cardass's journals. At the beginning, Cardass had seemed to be very much like them. He had not been at all certain of what to make of the Yangtze initially.
"I didn't really understand what it was Yoda had done for me until I frittered the gift away,"
the small image of Cardass had said.
"I wasn't and am not, and probably never will be, a Force-sensitive individual. And frankly, before I came here, I really didn't care that much about it. But the Yangtze do. And yet, they barely use it. Never have I seen a people so fascinated with something they respect enough not to use like a common household implement."
"We don't do that,"
Ben had said as they watched over dinner one night. "No," Luke had replied. "That denotes a lack of respect, I think."
"Most of my understanding about the Force, which is admittedly limited, points to it having only two aspects, light and dark,"
Cardass had said.
"The Jedi work with the light side of the Force, and the Sith and dark Jedi with, obviously, the dark. That's nice and simple and clear, and maybe we humans like our philosophies that way. But the Yangtze have a much more complicated view of it. They view it as..."
The image of Georges Cardass had paused, and his hands moved, as if he could physically grasp the words he wanted.
"As having variations, gradations, like light when put through a prism. Kind of a rainbow."
Ben thought of this image as Tadar Roe nodded.
"It is true. We do use the Force. It is sacred. It is of those who dwell beyond the veil. Such a thing is much more complex than light or dark, wrong or right. Jason Solo seemed to understand this."
Luke and Ben exchanged glances. Ben knew that look. They'd talk about this more when they were done.
"We do use the Force to power our vessels, so that we may move beyond this world and search for any objects that might have belonged to those who dwell beyond the veil. We will send you on such pilgrimages as well. You will be able to aid us greatly."
"Of course," said Luke carefully. "We will be happy to do so while we are here. You shared with Jason your understanding of the Force, of this rainbow aspect, as Cardass called it. What else did you teach him?"
"Jason Solo was very strong in the Force, which is why we agreed to instruct him. We believe that he had been sent to us to learn, just as Georges Cardass was, just as you were. We taught him that one does not need to be Force-sensitive to use the Force. We taught him the understanding of how our vessels move instantly from place to place, how even as simple a thing as a rock or a tool can be moved so."
He extended a clawed hand and pointed at a small stone. There was a clap of displaced air, and suddenly the rock was at Luke's feet. Both Ben and Luke started.
"Perception is all, if it is powerful enough. I saw the rock here and not there, and here it is. It is difficult to convince the mind that it is so, but once you have mastered and understood that, it is supremely simple."
This, Ben thought to himself, was totally astral. He bent and picked up the rock. It was just that, a rock. Not smoking, not unnaturally warm or cool, just a rock. That had been there a minute ago, but was now here, resting in his palm.
"Jason Solo was able to learn this quickly,"
Tadar Roe continued.
"I will teach this to the both of you. Hopefully your minds will grasp it as quickly as Jason Solo did."
"And flow walking?" Ben said. "How did he take to that?"
"Easily as well. It is tied in with how we view the Force, and how..."
The Yangtze ducked his head in an odd gesture. Consternation emanated from him.
"How until the coming of this prophet, we view destiny and fate. We believe the Force guides us, and we do not try to direct it in any particular manner. It is the same with flow walking. One must surrender one's emotions to the Force, center oneself in its flow."
He turned his head and fixed Ben with one great liquid black eye.
"Perhaps you will be like your cousin, and learn it very quickly."
"Perhaps,"
Ben said, uncomfortable with the notion that he might be like Jason in any way. And still, he couldn't suppress a twinge of excitement at being able to go back into the past or into the future, even an uncertain, not really sure it's going to happen future. Out of the corner of his eye, as if his father could read his thoughts, Ben saw Luke frown.